It was more like a political rally than a court case, with several hundred supporters of the former president Mauricio Macri gathered in the small town of Dolores. They believe he's innocent, but the charges against him are politically motivated.
He could never have spied on anyone. What's the point of listening to the families? They should be looking for those responsible for the submarine tragedy.
I'm disgusted they even started this case. It's unbelievable they would spy on people who had suffered such a terrible loss.
Many of his supporters are urging him to stand again for the presidency in 2 years' time. If he does, this case hanging over him won't help. It was adjourned on a legal technicality. The prosecuting judge hadn't sought the permission necessary to try a case involving the state intelligence agency.
We want a cleaner life with more transparency, more honesty, that's more constructive and includes an independent and impartial judiciary.
Macri's supporters are jubilant about the delay. It's not known when or even if he'll be required to return.
At the heart of all this, the legal wranglings and the political manoeuvrings, lies the still unanswered question of what happened to that submarine, the ARA San Juan, and its 44 crew members. That's the question their families are still asking.
The submarine disappeared in the South Atlantic Ocean in November 2017, with 44 crew on board. It was sailing from the southern tip of Argentina to the naval base in Mar del Plata when contact was lost. Despite an extensive weeks-long search, nothing was found. Anxious families were told nothing. As their anguish turned to anger, their campaign for answers became a political football.
This shows a lack of respect. These football chants show a lack of respect to us and our children, to the justice system. It's an unnecessary political circus.
The wreck of the submarine was discovered a year after it disappeared, at a depth of 900 metres, 460 kilometres off the Argentine coast. A technical fault had caused an implosion. There were no survivors. The wreck will not be refloated, but the relatives say they want to know more.
All this is so that what we've been suffering since this began comes to an end. All their spying, illegal spying, on my mom and dad, on me. It's not just. We want justice, that they tell the truth.
While the San Juan remains at the bottom of the ocean, while the files on the case remain locked in military archives, and while those in office at the time of the tragedy seek re-election, the families fight to discover what really happened to the 44 crew on board the submarine San Juan is likely to continue for some time. Daniel Schweimler, Al Jazeera, Dolores, Buenos Aires Province.